Can you do it? Yes, you can, and I can help. Hello, you've got Greg here, Ramona's plumber, talking to you about water reuse. What does it mean? What are the levels of water usability, reusability? How is it retrofit onto existing buildings? How do you do it in new construction? But very general. I'm not going to get specific about much. It's just an overall picture. First, what is reuse? Okay, well, there's toilet waste, which is called soil waste. Toilet waste and urinal waste are the same, basically, as far as the codes are concerned and sanitation is concerned. And neither are the first and optimum things to use or reuse. But there are things that are easy to reuse. For example, if there's a drinking fountain somewhere, the spillage from the basin of the drinking fountain could easily, instead of going into a drain, go into a 5-gallon bucket underneath, like a sparklet bottle kind of thing. And that could be used for watering plants. It could be used for filling up a toilet tank. It could be used for doing laundry. It could be used for a bunch of things like power washing and other things. And it could be filtered or processed or treated and used for even more. But we won't go into the levels of processing yet. But that's just a drinking fountain. What about a washing machine? Well, it's quite easy to retrofit a washing machine waste. This is the quickest and easiest and most often done. What is done is you just take the washing machine discharge hose out of the drain and hook like a long discharge tube to it and run it out into the yard. Well, how do you do that? Well, I got a couple ideas I'll run past you. One, you go to the Kmart or something like that, and you buy some vacuum hose for a swimming pool. It's about 1¼ inches in diameter. It comes in 20 and 60 and, 40-foot lengths. It's real cheap. It doesn't kink or collapse. It's easy to adapt and strap or clamp onto the dishwasher, or excuse me, the washing machine discharge hose. And it's easy to just run through. You could disconnect the dryer vent that goes through the wall right there and run it through, not the water, but the hose, through that little passage through the wall there, run it outside and run it as far as you choose. You just can't go uphill with it. And when I say uphill, you can't go above the level of the washing machine. Because that pump just won't do it. And if you try to go too high, your washing machine will not drain. But you can go downhill as far as you like. Now, you could run that washing machine discharge tube into some barrels outside and let the debris settle and let some of it float to the top, and you could clean it up. And then you could use it for different things, like driving it around your yard with a little garden tractor and having a spigot on the base of the drum you filled up with this laundry water, and water pots, fill up water your landscape pots. And this is just by having a couple of, 30-gallon drums or something sitting on a little lawn tractor trailer or in a wheelbarrow. Or on a dolly, for that matter. You could just strap a couple dollies to a couple of drums, barrels, and discharge this water into the drums and barrels, and then have little hoses off those barrels or a scoop, a bucket, a pail that you scoop the water out with. All this sounds rather odd, but laundry water is not contaminated horribly. And soap is not bad for the soil. There's agricultural farmers who buy basically surfactants that are basically soap, that the soap opens up the pores of the soil to help it absorb water better. So you just go with like a nice organic soap, powdered Tide and stuff. I don't mean to pick on Tide. They make a great HE laundry for those new front-loading machines. It's great. It's what I use, Tide does. But, you know, the powdered detergents with bleach and stuff in them, they're a little heavy. But anyway, enough about laundry options. Bathroom sinks can be intercepted and run into little buckets. And those buckets can have floats in them on little pumps that automatically, when the bucket gets full, pump the water out of the little bucket into the toilet tank. And you can disconnect the toilet tank from the house supply and not spend any water flushing toilets, let alone 1.6 gallons per flush. Just take the bathroom sink water or the shower water. Or tub water. You can take tub water and scoop it out with a bucket into a larger canister. You can build in a closet. You can build a holding tank. You can hand pump or electric pump, automatic or manual pump, this electric pump into these tanks that are up high. You can use rainwater from your downspouts on your rain gutters. Now, that's really good water. That I would consider using for your hybrid begonias and hothouse plants and your vegetables or your fish if you have an aquarium. Rainwater is very good water. It's better than city water, except for the flash of dust or smog that washes off the roof in the first, say, 10% of the roof discharge from a rainstorm. Rainwater is extremely good. It doesn't need processing, and it is not very salty. It's not full of chlorine. It's not full of hardly anything. I highly recommend rainwater catchment systems. If you want to do that in a big way, you can do that with some barrels buried underground, which keeps the temperature of the water out of the sun, out of the heat, and out of the light, which discourages algae growth, which encourages a happy experience. Storage of rainwater is, at this point, nationally speaking, these are just round terms, the expense of storing water is almost equal to the cost of water when you break it down and run it out and do a return on investment. So one would say, well, then why store it? I'll just buy it. But once, if you're storing and you're paying for storage, once the storage is paid for, the water after that is free, if you want to use that word. There's other methods of using bathroom sink water and laundry water and tub water, drinking fountain water. There's methods of cutting into the tub drain and running it out like you're doing the laundry water with the discharge hose. It's just a little more work. Then there's also using water. There's correctly. Sand filters generally take out the particulates, and sand filters or pleated canister filters, they're not that expensive. They're washable and renewable, very workable if you use them with a little intelligence and practice and or some wisdom from someone else who's done it before you. There's plenty of filter systems available to take water to the next level. Basically, if you're going to use water for drinking, reuse water for drinking, at this point, let's just make it simple to say it'd be okay to use a lot of like different types of water, but you wouldn't want to use soil waste, toilet waste. It can be done, and it can be done correctly, but return on investment might not be there right now. But if you run your water before you drink it through a reverse osmosis system, you can ensure very clean water, but that's an expense. It just depends on your application, your location, and your need. These are the things that need to be studied when talking about water reuse. It's not, if water reuse is good for one location, that doesn't mean it's good for another. If it's good for one person, it doesn't mean that it's good for another. If it's good for a bathroom sink, it doesn't mean it's good for a drinking fountain. There are different applications, and all these things need to be understood. New construction, as in the next green generation, this is not going to be disallowed like today. It's going to be mandated. It's my opinion that we're going to switch 180 degrees in our building department, our authorities having jurisdiction, from giving you a real hard time to give you a permit to reuse water to instantly demanding that you reuse water. And yes, that bothers me. I think our authorities having jurisdiction are a little bit annoying. But whatever on that. Don't get me going on that. But it's soon we will be required to reuse water. And new construction will be the first area that the application of this requirement. And it will be, like I said, first with laundry water and stuff. And it'll probably be sent to the landscape. And the landscape's a good place to use your water. Incidentally, 50% of the water that goes through your water meter, it is said nationally on an average that 50% goes to your yard and 50% goes to your house. So landscape water is no small issue. And using it correctly is no small issue either. And that's another recording, another podcast, a whole other issue. And I'd love for all my listeners to follow me with the different issues and to the different levels of these different issues, exploring the opportunities and the requirements, and truly understanding the clarity and not getting lost into these greenwashing worlds of what appears to be green and, you know, getting onto a trendy thing, because trendy things have a way of turning around and biting you in the ass, and I don't want to see that with water reuse. I think there's an intelligent way to go. So I've talked about what does it mean, what reuse means, and what are the different levels of water. There's drinking water, there's irrigating water, there's toilet flushing water, there's laundry washing water, there's water for fire control, there's water for swimming pools, you know, to put into your swimming pool. Rainwater is great to put in your swimming pool. I don't know why that isn't a mandatory system. Off the roof, from the rain, to the pool if you got one. And how to retrofit, it really gets down to the specifics on the building. So that's another study. So this is the conclusion of my what is water reuse. I hope I've touched on some of the questions and the answers. If I haven't even discussed an obvious issue, there should be a comment box. Please leave me a comment. Leave me a question. If you have any experiences, failures, successes, leave me a message on this. This is a grassroots issue, and the consumer is where the tire hits the road. So let me know, and thank you. Can you do it? Yes, you can, and I can help. Ramonas Plumber, signing out of my responsible plumbing issues. Thank you. Bye-bye.